See, I was cooking up some tracks in my laboratory, cutting up Beethoven's Ninth with the Beatles' Let It Be, when the waters came rushing over and I tried to run and hide. But without my rhymes I was nothing, as weak as a child. So I rushed and found myself this hiding hole and hid away, as everything's changing, turning green from grey. Green from grey. Wake up in the morning to the sound of birds singing. Last night's dreams were around my head in full color 3D vision. Step out of bed, put some clothes on and stumble out into reality. I'm 15 minutes late for work, still hungover, got no food in me now. Down the street everything seems just a little left of center. I'm still wrapped up in my dream world, just like a child in its placenta. I take a shortcut so that I can cut 5 minutes off my journey. Take a second left and a left again, then I cut down Brewer's Alley. But this alleyway seems to last for never-ending lengths of time. I keep walking, feet get heavy, so I spit out soil and slime. And then the buildings start collapsing, and from the ground shoots up trees. Pavements crack beneath me, grass grows up all around my feet. It's like I'm stuck. In the time-lapse photography scenes of a David Attenborough show, as earth eats concrete, belches, causing nature to grow. And now everything is changing. Once town turns to green, as I accept these twists of reality and step out into the dream. So let me tell you about this meadow and the way of life. Here it's just eat or get eaten and die or survive. It's quite simple, when it's been laid down in layman's terms. Dock leaves bring relief, stinging nails burn. And you've got four main families who rule the roost. The bears, the giants, the dogs and the wolves. Now the giants, they're the biggest, not as tough as the bears. And while the dogs are the most brutal, except when caught in the snares, laid down by the small men like me or the elves. And we're not gonna eat them, just trying to look after ourselves.
I just interject there, point out, you can see the humans and elves are certainly living in a minority. In fact, I think there might be only one human being in this place. I have to have half-wolf babies if they ever belong the race.
The wolves and shards play for the brains. Battle supreme when you're living in chains. And the adults, the dads, or even the bears, rise up a morning and take what is theirs. They don't. It's far easier for them just to accept. So they need to get their meat, then the system's best kept. Will it ever change? To be honest, I doubt it. Would be to our soul and the wolves, let me shout it.
Spend time wandering on my own, little bear. Just get home until I realize with clear eyes there's no point in trying. Just spend all my days worrying and stealing up dying. Time to spend wandering on my own, little man. Just get home until I realize with clear eyes there's no point in trying. Just spend all my days worrying and stealing up dying.
Searching for.
Still here, this oasis of green, run through order and fear, and I snarl at the system, though I'd stumble without it. At least the moon feeds my soul, and the wolves let me shout it.